Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
We just all got to be on the same page, man. I mean, we got guys, just being honest, we got guys some guys just kind of being like kind of selfish, because guys, I get it. We're down. Guys want to make plays. I get it. But, everybody got to play as, I'm talking about defense. Everybody has to play at 11, as 11, and everybody got to, sacrifice to do what's best for the team, I know some guys want to make plays when we're down, trying to, get back in the game. But we got to just keep going as a team and play team defense.
That was Devon Godchow. Patriots Monday.
Friend of the show.
WEEI, friend of the show.
Check out Chaw Talk on YouTube.
Let me tell you. Oh, no, yeah, subscribe.
Yeah.
And while you're there, hit up hashtag Dork. Dork Podcast.
AWEEI.
Give Dork a follow. Yeah. WEEI. The Jones and Keith program, all that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he is.
Make sure you subscribe to the
hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thank you, Devon. He's such an outlier, though. It's like, we asked Dietrich Wise, his favorite San Francisco 49er. He can't even ask it. With Godchow, we're like, oh, what's what happened with the defense against San Francisco? It was like something benign.
That's a no.
And then he was just like,
right off the rip, like he wanted to say
it. Oh no. We didn't ask him like, oh, were guys out there freelancing? I'm like,
so I tried.
How was the defense? He's like, we're selfish. We're all selfish a-holes. I'm like, oh wow.
Got it.
I mean, I could. If you watch the video, it's on Jones and Keefe on Twitter or Instagram. If you watch the video, we both like perk up. We're like,
hello.
What the hell? Somebody said something? What?
So it's funny. And I tried asking a follow up. I probably should have done a better job, but I was trying to figure out, was that something that he said to the team after the game? Did the coaches say it to him? And he responded, he's like, well, I'm a veteran. I've been around the league a long time and whatever. So I'm sure he did tell guys. I'm sure some of those, even in game, when they're all huddled up, all the offense is on the field.
Yeah.
Now you got to do it quick because the offense is on the field for a minute.
So you have no real time.
The defensive huddles are quick on game day. But I'm sure after the game, they said that stuff. And I do think this is a great example of let's see what happens. Let's see how that impacts Sunday's game. Like, if they go out there and lay an egg, you're like, oh, boy. Like, this is now guys are turning on each other and be like, oh, yeah, I'm selfish. At least I'm making plays. And then, like, snipe.
Right.
Or maybe guys are like, yeah, you're right. And then they play a better game. Now, they have a great matchup with a bad fourth-string quarterback coming up on Sunday. So there is a chance the defense could look pretty good.
They're favored, Keith.
By a point.
I mean, as of last night, I didn't look again this morning, but as of last night, they were favored by a point at home against Miami.
You take three quarterbacks out, you sign a guy off the street, that'll do it.
I'm still shocked they're favored. Like, I'm still shocked.
I think it's because, well, they're home, and they look Miami looks so bad against the Tennessee.
Patriots. Okay, but
against
the Patriots,
Tennessee.
The Patriots haven't been competitive for two straight weeks.
No, they have not. When's Miami been competitive, though?
Good question.
Now, without Tua, they haven't.
Have they had no competitive games? I know quarterback play has been bad. I thought they were in their game 2 weeks ago.
I mean, we'll never know.
No,
there's
no way.
They haven't scored in, I believe, 20. They haven't scored a touchdown in 23.
31 drives. To 10, 24 to 3, 31 to 12.
Jones, they're horrible.
They're the anti 2 weeks of the Saints.
All right, maybe the Patriots should be favored. I strike that from the record. I'm not used to seeing the Patriots favored in any games.
No, they weren't supposed to be at the beginning of the year. They were, if everybody's healthy, but that's what happens. Everybody's not healthy. Guys drop like flies. And this is an example. It's week five. And they're on their fourth quarterback. Miami is.
So we're talking about, a favored team this weekend. Would Davante Adams.
Better team.
Would Davante Adams consider coming to the Patriots? That's question number one. Should the Patriots be interested in Davante Adams? Question number two. And does that change the timeline for Drake May if you get someone like Davante Adams? That's question three. You can jump in on all of those at 617-779-7937. I get annoyed seeing some of the commentary on the text line, on Twitter, Twitch. It's like, oh, he's not going to come here. Like, the attitude to me is like, Elliot Wolf shouldn't even bother trying.
Yeah.
When I think he should call and he should put an offer and they should consider giving Davante Adams some money going forward, and I think you make it interesting to him. If he says no, he says no. But I hope the Patriots are kicking the tires and figuring out what it would take to get Davante Adams. And unfortunately, I'm not sold the Wolfpack is doing that. Like, I'm not sold they're calling Vegas about it. And that would be discouraging to me.
He's had a tough couple of months.
So if he says no, then whatever, he said no. But they should be trying.
So I get this too. And so Dubs in the chat is saying, does Davante play left tackle? He's a wide receiver. He's not a left tackle.
No.
I'm with you. I get it. They need left tackles. They need guards.
But they also need receivers.
No, I know. But so my point is, there aren't great Hall of Fame left tackle, left guards available right now. So does that mean you don't upgrade the roster anywhere else until you get those guys? So a receiver has become available. Yeah. Like Brandon Ayuk couple weeks ago was rumored to be wanting out of San Francisco. So they were interested. That was good. They were interested. You don't want to be the interest kings. You don't want to be the Red Sox.
No.
But they were interested.
But
that
you also don't want to be the team that doesn't even bother picking up the phone.
So like, oh, is he a left tackle? Hang up.
No.
Oh, is he a left tackle? Forget it.
Okay.
Like, well, you need to get players. They have the worst roster in the NFL.
Keith, you don't get it?
I don't.
You can't play Drake May until you have an offensive line, and you can't trade for wide receivers until you get an offensive line.
Got it.
That's all you got to do.
I think they should start prioritizing offensive line.
Punt on the year until you get an offensive line.
Oh, they
you can't
punt,
do anything
though.
Else.
Bryce Behringer? You're the best player on the team.
So until they get an offensive lineman, you can't play Drake May. You also can't call about wide receivers until you get a left tackle. Got it. That's good to know.
So,
let's just not play the football season.
So basically, you are, you're like, well, they'd be doing it out of order. Like taking a quarterback and then not playing them. So it would actually fit very much what the Patriots are doing.
Right on brand.
Get everything that you need out of order, and then that way you could sit one of your best players.
Best guy. The Patriots aren't at the top of the list. I just hope they're doing their job and calling.
So to answer your question, I would say the Patriots should be interested.
Uh-huh.
The Raiders should be interested in what the Patriots can offer.
Yeah, if it's the best draft pick.
Davante Adams should not be interested. He should be interested in the Jets, Bills, maybe Saints. I don't know. People keep hyping up that Derek Carr relationship, but
they do like each other.
They're buds.
So, yeah,
no, they went to college
Fresno
together.
State, they played together in Vegas.
But I guess Saints. Like, to me, the Saints are the third team in that division. But put that to the side. I think it should be the Jets and the Bills. The Chiefs make a ton of sense. I just don't think the Raiders would send him to Kansas City.
Where
they gotta have a little bit of pride.
So where do you think he winds up? I think that's stupid for the Raiders if they can get a second round pick from Kansas City and a third
deal,
from everybody else. They should take it.
Yeah, I subscribe to that as well.
But I would understand teams think that way all the time. I just disagree with that logic.
I think it's gonna be the New York Football Jets.
That's where he winds up.
J-E-T-E Jets.
Say it again.
It's like they're a
New York J-E-T-E Jets.
They're a total mess, by the way.
J-E-T-E Jets.
Yeah, J-E-T-E. You know it. I had a good one years ago.
Jetties?
I couldn't spell Eagles. I was trying to do the Eagles chant.
It
wasn't close.
Okay.
It was further away than I care to admit.
Yeah, it starts double vowel. Not a lot of words start double vowel.
You get lost in the chant when you're not used to doing it.
I got it.
And so, look, the Jets would be interesting because they are such a mess. Like, I'm sure Garrett Wilson's already complaining about the offense. Aaron Rodgers and Saleh, I mean, when Aaron Rodgers isn't like shoving Saleh against the Patriots on national TV,
yeah,
they're sniping at one another about the cadence of the offense.
It probably won't work, but I feel like they should take a swing at it and go
for it. All
right,
guys, all gas?
It's no realist. Schefter says the top teams on Adams' list, and you said this earlier, are the Jets and the Saints. 617-779-7937. We also saw this video was making the rounds. Devontae Adams, very complimentary of Gerard Mayo as a black coach in New England. And I'm wondering already about the team culture, the locker room, and that Devon Godchow comment is a jumping off point for it. Is Mayo already at risk of losing the team? And I know Tom Curran would disagree with this. Curran thinks it's a good culture. Although when we pressed him on it, he was just saying it's a better culture than last year, which really to me isn't saying much.
Right. But so basically, and just to piggyback off of that point, I don't think you can really overstate the fact that last year was so bad.
Yeah.
No, that they fired the greatest coach of all time because of it.
Yeah.
That's how bad it got. So even Bill Belichick couldn't withstand that. So every single culture should be a little bit better than that is my point.
Yeah.
And so if the fact that it might not be much better is a concern, it's 1 month into the year, and like you saw last year, like losing magnifies everything. Winning can kind of hide some of the issues that you might have, but I can't imagine there's going to be a great deal of winning. They've lost three straight games. They've only played a quarter of the season.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
So to me, you know, this idea that Mayo's going to change the culture and everybody's going to be happy and hunky-dory and, you know, on board with the approach, well, that was all well and good, and it looked like a real thing in week one, and we were giving it credit in week one against Cincinnati. It's come undone on the field, which is one thing. They've lost three straight. They've been non-competitive 2 weeks in a row. Week two, and maybe this is why they've been non-competitive since then, coaching let them down against Seattle in that game, and maybe players lost confidence in the approach and the direction and everything else. And on top of that, you have players squawking openly on the radio like Devon Godchow, where, again, we weren't pressing the guy.
Love it.
We were just asking him questions about what happened on defense, and he's like, oh, yeah, we're selfish. And is he taking shots at Uche? Is he taking shots at Keon White? Like, who's he talking about? Are they going to snipe back, to your point?
Yeah.
Are we already at risk of Mayo losing the locker room? And, Keith, if he can't keep the team culture in a good place, and he can't keep the vibes high,
then what does he do?
High vibes.
Like, what does he do? If he's not a good vibes guy and keeping the team happy and the locker room happy, what does Jerod Mayo do? I thought that's what he did.
It's going to be tough.
And so already we're a month in, and he's at risk of losing the one thing that everybody thought he could do.
And I also think he is at more risk of letting things slip away a little bit because of the injuries right now. And David Andrews, if David Andrews doesn't play the rest of the season, that's the one kind of adult that you have, a kind of constant you have on offense. And Juwan Bentley is done for the year on defense. So your two most veteran players, the two guys that you probably rely on to keep everybody else in check, right? Like, if there's a little bit of a mutiny going on, I think Andrews could be like, guys, knock it off. And they listen to Andrews. Same thing on defense. I think guys would listen to Bentley. You take them off the field, you now have even more inexperience on the field. You add losing, people are going to start sniping. And so, you know, we highlighted this at the time. If somebody with the lack of resume of Pop Douglas feels like he can kind of squawk.
I kind of forgot about that one. That's another good one.
He's never scored a touchdown.
Right.
He's never scored an NFL touchdown. And he's like, he needs the ball more and all this other stuff. And then they give into it. And they're like, yeah, let's feed him. Let's feed him the rock. Even though we're a running team going up against a team 2 weeks ago that doesn't really stop the run all that well. Let's feed Pop Douglas. So, yeah, it's ugly. And I think every loss is only going to make it worse. That's another reason why this game on Sunday so big, because it's a winnable game, right? Oh, you lost to the Jets and the Niners. Okay. A lot of teams are going to lose to the Niners.
You lose to the Dolphins at home in a game you're favored.
Snoop Huntley. Yeah, you're not going to be favored very often.
No.
And if you lose this one, it piles it up. It's four straight losses. And then you're like, all right, if we can't beat these guys, like, what are we doing here? And it could get ugly. Because also, it feels like Godchild's statement about guys being selfish, it's all about how they respond to that. You know, like, maybe they take it. Maybe they're like, all right, he's a veteran guy in the league.
100%.
Like, maybe he's right. You know what? You know, I was getting a little crazy there. If we just play team defense, we can be good. Because he was also, in other answers, he was very confident in the team.
Oh, he was bullish on
the team.
He's
like, we're good. He's like, we're not playing very well. But he's like, we're a good team and we can be a lot better. So I'm like, okay.
I mean, make no mistake. That's made some news. That comment that he had on this show, that's made some news. Players have heard about it. Players know about it. So how do they respond? Do they respond by saying, screw that guy? He doesn't know what he's doing. I'm the one out here making plays. Or for a week, do they keep contained in the pocket and have some pride and respond to it? We're going to find out. But I agree, Sunday's a big game for that. And Mayo's grasp on the locker room. And if he doesn't have that, what does he do?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.